ATC.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $750,000 projected 20 pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See TAB.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Starter about to send them on their way.
On Sky Sports Radio.
The lights on.
And the Sky Racing Network.
Racing. Racing.
Welcome to Racing HQ, setting you up for the biggest race day of the week with interviews, previews and all the TAB markets.
Yes, just gone 7 o'clock. Good morning for those that may be joining us here on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1. It's the best way to start a Saturday right here with Sky. We're going to be bringing you all the interviews, the previews right through the morning, setting up a huge race day. Not only a huge race day, but a trial day, which we'll talk about shortly with Ron Duffacy. At Rose Hill, they've just kept the track as a soft five. No rain since pretty well this time yesterday, that 4 mil that fell. They did have a heavy dew, or still probably have it this morning. Soft five, Penno 5.16, and the rail at 6. Newcastle, a good 3. They've had no rain, the rail at 8 metres. The Sunny Coast at the moment's a good 4, the rail at 4. And Moonee Valley, it's a good 4. This morning, that track's improved a little bit. The rail at 4 metres for Moonee Valley. All that to be updated through the morning, and Ron Duffacy's going to help us for the next couple of hours. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Really looking forward to today. Some really nice horse flesh on show, and even in a barrier trial, we're going to see some lovely horse flesh. Looking forward to seeing them, and can't wait to get out there. Obviously, we may be working with a little bit of a sticky track, so we'll adjust with that as it unfolds.
Yeah, I guess the key is what's going to happen through it. The Bureau's forecast of heavy rain sort of diminished each day as we approach today, and they're saying maybe, I think it was 2 to 8 mil at any point through the morning into the afternoon.
Yeah, 2 to 8 mils, nothing really, but 2 to 8 mils when the races are on, if that happens, is a big thing. It can really affect the track once they open it up and the rain keeps falling as the racing unfolds. So that's our issue, as far as, not our issue, we want it to happen because of the situation in Australia at the moment, but if it happens on race day, you've got to adjust to it, and some horses don't handle those slippery conditions.
Duff, we're the last Saturday in winter time. We've had Winx already appear 7 days ago today. We've got the San Domenico. We've got Chautauqua's trial at around 1:28. We've got now 2 slots to go in the Everest. Update us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts on Invincible Star getting a slot in the big race.
Yeah, look, I can see why she's got one. I would love to have seen her have a run back, but those trials have just been lethal, and I think she's showed her hand, and people have reacted, and I can understand why. She's a brilliant filly. The form around is good. There's excuses for her defeats when she wasn't right at Magic Millions, and also she was beaten by a bob of the head in a Coolmore. That's serious form, and she's showed that she's come back. She can run time, which you have to in an Everest. I give her, I'm really treating her seriously.
When you have to. I mean, it'll give us a line in 7 days when Invincible Star at this stage clashes with Red Zell in the Concord run. So at least we're going to see a couple of these clash before we get to the big one on October 13.
Well, if she beats Red Zell, she'll be ruling favourite. She'll be ruling favourite. And obviously there's a couple more races over the next 3 weeks where we're really going to get a handle on this Everest. And there's, like you said, there's 2 slot holders still there. We've got a pool of talent that's still worthy of going into an Everest, and maybe more than worthy after another couple of weeks. So I think the people that have stayed a bit patient still may be right in this game.
Max Whitby, of course, with Neil Werris and the Australian Turf Club are the other one. They want to watch races probably next weekend, the Tramway and the Memsey and those sort of races. So those two slots, it's going to get pretty tight. 10 scratchings at this stage for Rose Hill. Keep Up has just come out of the last. Race 9, number 12, Keep Up. And the rider in that race, if you haven't got it, for Prometheus, race 9, number 11, is Winona Costin. So we'll keep an eye on the scratchings over the next little while. Let's go to Goulburn. We're taking, Ron, we're taking Racing HQ on radio through the week around country areas, and on the way back into Sydney on Friday, we're dropping into Goulburn, and I hope Danny Williams can shout us a coffee. Morning to you, Danny.
No doubt about that, Andrew. Sure.
Yeah, go on, Ron. What were you going to say, smart Alec?
You might have to shout. It might be frozen. How cold is it there this morning?
No, it's a balmy 8 degrees.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, that's the morning, Ron. That's what it's going to be like. And we might even park our OB truck right next to your horses, Danny.
Is that right, Andrew? I hope you're not sleeping overnight.
Yeah, no, they can't afford motels. So we're driving this OB van around, and that's where I'll be sleeping, mate. So I'll patrol your horses next Thursday night, or this Thursday night coming up.
Where are your staff? In the tent? Or?
looking forward to it. I mean, we'll talk more about it on Friday. And I know different parts have obviously got more severe drought. It's just been cold with no rain through your winter, hasn't it?
Look, there's plenty of water, and animals could go without feed for 24 hours. They can't go without water. We're very fortunate that way, but it's very dry. Feed is getting extremely expensive. And the other day I bought a 3 bales of wheat and hay for 240, and the next day it went to 380. So just in one day.
Wow. We're sitting here talking about the Everest early this morning. You're going to show off a Kosciuszko team here today.
Yes, well, this is my the start of my program with these horses, and it's been a plan in progress since the start of the year to have horses sort of aimed at running on Everest Day. We were taken a bit by surprise about the new format of this race, and perhaps changed a few of their programs, given that it was only 1,200 and a couple of horses. But looking forward to an opportunity if we can showcase our horses today.
In the Highway, My Blue Jeans, no official trial. What have you done with him?
Look, he went out for about 3 weeks. He's been back about 37 days. He galloped on Tuesday, felt that he was in need of a run, so I galloped him again on Thursday, which I don't normally do. I'm quite easy on them the rest of the week, but I just felt that the four horses running today needed a little bit more. They were a little bit behind where I wanted them to. He worked with Don't Give a Damn on Thursday, and I thought it was exceptional work.
Okay, he's beautifully drawn here in two and maps well, and this drop of rain round won't hurt him.
Look, he loves rain. All four horses need that bit of moisture around. They don't like very firm track. I was a bit concerned, you know, a month ago, even a fortnight ago leading into this, what sort of surface we're going to get, but like Christmas for me, everything's just fallen into place. This horse, he's perhaps a 1,600 metre horse in the makings, but sharp, fresh from a good gate. He'll have a drop, but there's plenty of speed. He'll really find the line hard, and I think that I thought the horse should have gone close to winning his last start. Young Sam was having his first ride in Australia, and I thought he rode him too cautiously, over-raced. He did a lot wrong. Instead of using his fitness and using his ability to get through the going, he sat, and they made it a sprint home, and he was just out-sprinted, and coming back from 15 to 1,200, sharp today. He's definitely improved since last preparation.
You've always spoke very highly of Highway 66. What did you make of that Maruya trial?
Ron, you may have felt that it was a little bit flattering, but if you put in perspective that we put pacifiers on her, the earmuffs really switched right off. She was that.
She's weak.
That relaxed that he had to smack her up the last bit because she just wanted to come back under him. So they've made a diverse response to her wanting to charge on the bridle. Blake Shin said at Randwick, 1100 would suit her where she can sit off a hot speed. But with the earmuffs on, now she's relaxed and she's wanting to settle. So, once again, I think that she's the best horse in the race, but is 1100 going to be too short with the pass, with the earmuffs on today? I'm not sure, but I think she's got enough class to be winning.
Okay. Did she have earmuffs on last preparation?
No.
Okay. She knows. Geez, you've set her a task here, 63.5.
Yeah, Ryan, I have. I'm not going into it boyish. I'm realistic about the hurdle that she's got here, 63.5 from there. And she always needs that run. As she's progressively got higher in class and a little bit older, now she's perhaps needing two runs. And this is just, where do you start? What race does she aim for? So this was just the logical first up run. Not so much that I was trying to aim her high. It was a necessity. I do believe that she's the most vulnerable of my four. But look, she's such a racehorse. You can't underestimate or underrate her at any time. She's a real try.
No, there's no doubt about that. Don't give a damn. You know, he's excelled. He's ticked every box, highway, country championships class. He gets his chance to stamp himself a real horse in a race like this today.
Yeah, out of the four I've got running today, he's most probably had the best program or best preparation leading into today, and he's perhaps the most wound up of the four. All the other three are perhaps, whatever they do, they're going to improve. This horse, albeit he will improve, he's more wound up. His work on Tuesday was as good as I've ever seen him. Wow. And I'm expecting a very bold showing today, albeit he's vulnerable at 1,200. He's not a... I think his asset is going to be up on speed 1,400, 1,600 and keep rolling, where these horses at 1,200, you know, can sit off him and perhaps show a bit more turn of foot. So that's where he's vulnerable today. But the more rain, it'll bring those horses back to him.
Yeah. And even though it is 1,200, he's still a natural running horse who should be on the speed.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Look, you know, he's very well. You've got to forget his last three runs. You've got to put a ruler, a line through those. Albeit he won, ran second. It was just well below himself. He was carrying issues. He had corns in his feet, which we didn't know until after the event here at Goulburn. And I guess that's part of the way that he behaved on the day, that he was reacting to that pain. And we weren't aware of that. And he did a fantastic job to run second at his last start, given the circumstances.
Okay. His attitude, his mental attitude, is that all okay? He can get a little bit excitable?
He can be, and I wouldn't suggest that that's all gone. I think if we reflect just not on him, but Highway 66, we've had both horses down the coast for the last couple of weeks, working on the beach, and doing different things that have actually give them more character and character building. And I think you'll find a bit more mature horse.
Okay. So is this your stars on show today? Is there anything else you got at home that you're hoping that could measure up to obviously, we're talking a big race coming up, the Kosciuszko?
Ron, there's not too many. These are all I got. I've got Kopi Luwak back in work. I think it may come just a little bit too quick for him.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in pre-training, but I'd say we'll be just sort of a little bit short to him. But we've got some very nice horses, but a lot of those are still out for the spelling. Coop the Main, Hamel,
yep.
And we've got a couple of other horses there that I won't mention. But, you know, there's some nice horses coming through, but I'm not sure whether there's anything different today that will go forward onto a possible hope for the Kosciuszko.
Beauty.
Good on you, Danny. Well, good luck, and we'll see you today and, of course, during the week out there at Goulburn.
Lovely. Good talk.
Thanks, Danny. Good on you, mate. Danny Williams talking about his runners today. Quite upbeat about Don't Give a Damn. How do you see it today? His only caution was the distance of this race.
Yeah, look, it's interesting because, you know, he's taking on a really good field here. He's a talented, very talented horse who's had a few little hiccups, obviously, along the way. But he's an interesting horse. I'm giving him a good chance today. In fact, I'm giving him a very good chance today.
All right, a couple of extra scratchings have come through. Race 3, we've got 9 Northern River and 16 Autumnonius has come out. So the 9 and the 16 are extras in race 3. And then in race 8, number 4, Mary Orr has come out. Race 8, number 4. So we're at 13 now, just into the soft 5, Ron. It will be interesting. Obviously, we've spoken about what could happen today, but just into the 5 at this stage.
Yeah, and, you know, just a little scattered, looking at the radar, there is scattered rain, but it's probably still a while off yet.
Yeah. I note for our TV audience on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1, they found a new photo for you, Duff. It's very sprightly with a blue and white dotted tie. You look very bold.
Geez, I'm a good-looking bloke, aren't I?
Oh, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. That's going to get recorded and replayed somewhere. I'm a good-looking bloke. Hey, there's only one person that thinks you're okay.
And she's out getting breakfast ordered.
Yeah. Lamb's fry or something this morning. Geez, please. I'm not a bad-looking bloke. Robert Price, did you hear that, Rob?
Did, mate.
Oh, fair to go. Hey? Who's got a high opinion of him? Oh, who's got a good opinion of himself? Ron Duffacy, come on down.
Someone's got an ID.
Exactly, mate, exactly.
Yeah.
No one else is going to give you a rap.
Mate, how's the training partnership going with Luke?
Yeah, really good, really good. We're still getting along great. We haven't exchanged blows yet, but we're getting along good. It's very amicable. We're getting along very good.
Rob, this mare in the first, Eugene's pick, she's really come on with that 2-month break, hasn't she?
Oh, too right. Like, she actually surprised us the way, you know, we thought, geez, she'll need to do some spillers, this mare, and we sort of, you know, procrastinated and sort of halfway got talked out of it by the stud, which is a good thing because she's come back really well. She's a bit more focused. She was a little bit hard to deal with early days. You know, she was aggressive and she's taken a bit of time, but, geez, she's really switched on now.
Yeah, and she's running really good sectionals at the end of her races.
Too right. Like, she's got this beautiful easy length of stride, which impressed me from the first time we ran her up a furlong. Like, and I don't think she'll mind a bit of a cut out of the ground if we get that today either.
Okay. She's well drawn here. Can it hold a position?
Look, I think so. It was ideal the other day to let her drift back a bit because I think she's a better chaser. But she begins so well, Ron. I think she's going to hold a position without even trying, I'd say.
It's not easy, maiden, benchmark 64, and straight to a Saturday race in town, but obviously she's earned a chance at it.
Oh, 100%. Like you say, the sectionals are there. She's come through the run good. She's, everything points towards the aiming a little bit higher. So, you know, we're just going to throw our toe in the deep and have a little look today.
Noble Joey, race 8, a drop of rain. We'll talk about a drop of rain. He'll be singing in his box.
Yeah, he will. He definitely needs a shower of rain. He was a little bit disappointing the other day. Like, a lot, you know, very disappointing. He's one of the little fellas, but if he gets eyeballed with something pretty deep, or if he gets eyeballed early, he can easily become, you know, distracted from the task. But in saying that, he came through the runner average the other day too, so we've been able to adjust that, and I'm quite happy with him today. But once again, it looks like a race with a bit of pressure. So.
Is there a winner at Nowra at home tomorrow?
They're an even lot, but I suppose I'm going to stick solid to High Potential. I keep threatening to spell her, but maybe we've been trying to get a high shot to go 2,000 metres, and she only goes 7 furlongs. So we'll have one more go, bring her back a furlong. She's our best, I think.
Okay, race 6, number 6. What's the weather doing in Nowra for tomorrow?
Look, we had a bit of drizzle overnight. We had, like, a fair bit in Berry, but down this way,
Okay.
And Luke, Rob, there's so much talk about drought. I know this day tomorrow, Lynn and the team there have done a huge promotion. I know many people are going there to raise money for drought relief.
Oh, yeah, it's a great incentive that Lynn's put on, and it's good that the boys are coming down, Tommy and Richie, and they're going to do their best to raise some money. But, geez, the country looks terrible. It looks terrible in places you've never seen. It looks terrible. So let's hope we get some rain.
Yeah, we're desperate for it. Good on you, Rob. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you. You guys too. Cheers.
Good on you. Rob Price with Eugene's pick and Noble Joey in the partnership with his son Luke. The phones are just beeping off, Duff. I can hear it in yours. Mine are just going beep, beep, beep. Did I hear Duff truly say that? Who's contacting you? Can you tell us?
No one's contacting me.
Oh, I can hear a phone beeping, Duff. Don't.
Well, it's not mine.
It's not yours.
Oh, actually, it is.
It is you.
It is me. I've usually got it on silent. No, you don't want to know what this one is.
Yeah. Peter Snowden is online now. Pete's busy, so he wouldn't have heard it, but I'm about to tell him. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Ron Duffus, a very modest bloke, as you know, Pete. You know him extremely well. He said, we showed him a photo on screen earlier. He said, I'm not a bad-looking bloke, am I? Hey. Come on.
No one's got to give him a rap.
Yeah, exactly. No one else will, Pete.
Oh, hang on. Everyone's getting supporting you, Duff. What's going on?
Of course they would. Put the photo back up and have a look for yourself.
Pete, we're looking forward to this San Domenico. You've got a couple there and Neutrality and Tchaikovsky. It must be good to have them back.
Certainly is, Andrew, and I'm looking forward to it. They're both nice horses and both had good preps up to this point of time. Trials have been good, so looking forward to how they go today.
Yeah, look, you've looked after them, Pete. They weren't over-raced at two, and they've come back, and they both appear better.
Yeah, no, they both got stronger, and that's what they both lacked a bit of strength early. But you're right, they did show plenty of natural ability. That last start that Neutrality had at Rose Hill, it was a bit of a disaster. He just went way too hard, but it really busted the horse up. He just fell away after the race, which told me I always knew he was a bit underdone, a bit soft. But with that good spell he had, he's really furnished a beautiful horse down. His COVID worked much, much better. The trials haven't knocked him around at all. He's really thrived from them, so tells me he's ready to go this prep.
Well, we know he's got that brilliant speed. Is that his asset? Do we let him use that speed, or do you try and harness it?
I think harness it to a degree, but don't take away what his natural ability says he has. Like, he's a very, very fast horse, but it's just about him pricking his ears and relaxing, just having a bit of a rest mid-race. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing going with that in mind to go forward, but not to be aggressive. Jonker wants to leave, we just sit off him. If he doesn't want to leave, we'll leave it. But just try to get him to breathe and relax and enjoy himself and get into a good rhythm. And if he does that, he'll be hard to run down.
Yeah. And the other horse, Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, he's a really, really nice horse. I think he's looking for probably 7 furlongs to be his best trip. Mm-hmm. But he's been so sharp in his trials and his work, I certainly wouldn't discount him as running a bowl race here today.
Race 6, Senor Fox. Obviously looks a better horse, or it was either a bad race or he's a much better horse because he was very good first up.
It wasn't an overstrong race, but the way he won, there's a lot of merit in that. But look, I've always liked him. He's just the same thing. He's always been a prep away. His work was a lot better than what his races were. He won one, but ran a couple of close seconds in races and probably should have won. But he too is much stronger, coping with his work a lot better. And I do expect that horse to go somewhere in his preparation.
Emperor's Way in race 7. Obviously, there's a couple of more high-profile horses in this race, but none present better than him. Third up, 1,900 at a peak.
Yeah, look, he's had a good prep. He's ready for this race today, so everything's gone right for him. I agree. The get-off horse did look special the other day, but he's got to do it again. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking they didn't think a lot of him his first start, so I'm hoping that might have won out of the blue. Look, you know, look after your own, as I've done with my bloke, and I'm really happy with him. As I said, he's had a good prep, and he's ready to run well today.
Race 9, level 8, she's been wide, he's been right wide both runs. Are you happy with the way he's going?
Oh, I am, but just those races aren't a true indication of how he is going. Those wide runs he had, he was 6 and 7 deep throughout and just had no chance. So I can't really make condemn him on those runs because of the draw that he had. Hasn't drawn much better today, but just would love to see him get some sort of luck in running, like get back with a bit of cover and let him finish off, because I think he's going better than what his form suggests.
And can you make a case for a Prometheus in the same race?
I think if it rains, it helps. It'll definitely help his chances. And being outside horse seems to be a better key for him to run better. He's not a horse that likes to get crammed up inside horse. He doesn't let down as well as what he does if he can be outside him. So he's got some chance if we do get some rain later on in the day.
And two runners in Moonee Valley, the Passage, Honest. Can he back up his Sandown win?
I think he can. He works good enough. He looks very, very good. He said if he runs his prep, he continues to do well in the yard. And the only thing that worries me there is the draw. He's a sort of get-back midfield run on horse, and Mooney Valley can be a pretty unforgiving track if he gets buried away there. But, look, I'm really happy with his progress. I mean, he's got a good rider on board that knows the horse and track well, so hoping for a good ride from him. If he gets it, he'll be very hard to beat. And the old horse, Dothraki, I'm scratching him. He's just... looks like you'll have a gut bust there. A lot of speed. I've been caught there before, Mooney Valley, draw wide. You very seldom have luck in running there, so we'll save him for Caulfield next Saturday.
Okay. Was it a one-way ticket that he got to Melbourne, or...?
No, there's about four or five options for him there. No. There's quite a good lot of races there for him the next 6 weeks, so he's got a new lease of life. He's got another life.
Well, let's hope so.
I've got to ask you about Red Zell. For many of Saturdays that people catch him once a week with their work commitments, Pete, were you happy with Red Zell's trial with the gear on, the blinkers on Monday?
Yeah, it's marvellous what it does to him, man. It really does switch him on when he gets them on. Different horse there. I only wanted to have a soft trial at Gosford, but he looked after himself all the same, but that's all I wanted. But need to see him trial a bit sharper last week, and he did that. He just blew the start straight on the bunny and just towed Karen the whole way. So just what we want to see going in this first race next Saturday. Looks great, the horse. He's in good order, and fingers crossed, a good prep.
We talk of photos on our TV screens. The Duff's pretty modest about his photo. There's a photo of you up holding three fingers. It must have been a big day that photo was taken. I hope it's another one today, Pete.
Five would be better. If I could get five up there, I'd be happy.
oh, hang on. Talking about being greedy, just cop the three. You'll be happy. If you get three, you'll be happy. Good luck, Pete.
Maybe I'll run third, Andrew. I'm not sure. Anyway.
You'll be right. You'll have a good day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Pleasure, Andrew. Thank
good
you.
On you. Good on you. Peter Snowden joining us there, running through the stables runners. Ron, did we get another one? I don't think we did. No, we're sitting on the 13 at this stage. The ones that have come out, we've passed on to you. A rider in race three for number 17, Our Rose Marie, that now gets a start, is Brock Ryan. Race three, number 17, Our Rose Marie, is Brock Ryan. Recapping the scratchings in race three, 2 Tim's Principal, 9 Northern River, 11 Missed Out, and 16 Automonious are the scratchings there at this stage in today's Tab Highway. Glenn Schofield is joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Duff will talk about today, but I haven't heard you or spoken to you through the week. Can you take us back 7 days? Can you give us some thoughts on Kemantari? There was so much discussion about Winx, but were you satisfied with the run of Kemantari?
Look, I think you've got to be pretty satisfied with the overall thing, because if you look at his sectional, he's run home really quickly, and probably only the mare's run home faster than he has. But I suppose everyone was filling it up to be, didn't quite eventuate, but which was a disappointment from my perspective. But he still felt pretty good to me, yeah, for sure.
When I put your name on the list, I didn't realise you had a 53 ride. You'd be how are you doing it?
Tough at the moment, Ron.
Yeah. What are you hoping to get to, the 53, or you got to ride over? Overweight?
No, I'm hoping to get to the 53. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he looks a good horse. Well, he looks a progressive horse. This Avilius.
Yeah, he certainly announced himself with a very eye-catching performance. Not just from the eye, but from my perspective, from the saddle as well. It was, you know, obviously he's going up a lot in grade today, hence the drop in weight. But he had some really good form behind his name without obviously having anything exposed in Australia. But he certainly did show that he's got an engine.
Did he show he's got an engine prior to that run?
I hadn't had anything to do with him, Ron. I hadn't ridden him or trialled him. I must say, he probably, by the sounds of things, is a quiet achiever at home. You know, I don't think he sets anything on fire. But of course, his form suggests, and when you look at him, he's just a beautiful specimen. Yeah. So he's got a bit of class about him for sure.
He was back second last the other day in the run. He's got a pretty good draw today. Where do you sort of envisage him being?
Well, I suppose from that barrier, it allows you to be a lot more flexible. You don't necessarily have to go back. It was it more of a go back with a big weight first up over the mile, and he just showed that he was up to the task of reeling them in. I suppose today with a lighter weight, better barrier up in trip, it allows us to be a little bit more positive if we need to be. Depends on how the track's running on the day. There's obviously going to be a bit of cut in the ground, which won't harm him at all, being a European-based pedigreed horse. So, look, I'm looking forward to getting on him again today.
Your other rides are all to Haiyong. First ride on him in race four.
Obviously, the distance probably looks a bit short for him. But Gary's given me a bit of a push for him. He obviously expects him to be running on late, and obviously we'll be appreciating races a little bit further than this come next time.
Plaguestone looks very well placed here. He sets up third up. He's got a few runs under his belt, and I heard Yui say he just needs to settle better, but he should with a bit of speed here.
Yeah, he should. That's his problem, I think. He wants to just, you know, run through the bridle early on. He's a really competitive horse. I think the race allows us to get a nice smother, whether it's enough to catch whatever's in front. He certainly can rattle off some sectionals, as was evident in his first start this prep. So he's a nice type of horse. Given the right run, he certainly can give it a shake.
The race six, you're on Cloak. It looks an improver. He won second up there at Newcastle. You rode him two starts back at Canterbury.
Yeah, right over Canterbury, and it wasn't the idea to go forward with him, but he just jumped and landed right there. He's a big horse. Canterbury, I don't think, would have ideally suited him. The horse that beat him came out and franked the form and ran third at his next start in the Rosebud, was it?
Yes.
So his form around him is pretty good. He's come out to win over 7 furlongs. You know, he showed a lot of fight that day. They went pretty slow, and one ran past him, and he showed a lot of guts to sort of peg it back, which is never easy to do when something's got the march on you. But again, he's got a lightweight, so he's a big horse. He'll roll forward, I'm sure, and he'll give the race a look.
Race 8, Piracy was okay first up.
Yeah, it was a good run. Didn't get much cover. Was a little bit wide on the track from a wide gate. Look, he's probably gonna need a bit of luck in the run where he finishes up. If he rolls forward or not, I'm not sure, but on his day, he's very capable.
And you finish with Sanction. You'll have a couple of bottles of water under your belt here. He represents and maps better than a few here. Third up, better draw.
Yeah, third up, better draw. He had to do a little bit of work the other day to get into a good spot. Loomed up as if he was going to challenge for the big prize, and I think his early exertions took its toll on him. But I think with those two runs under his belt, I think you're right. Third up is probably pretty much spot on for him.
Beauty.
All right, and I see during the week, Chad's in Japan this weekend.
Yes, he's riding that World Jockeys Challenge today and tomorrow. He's got, I think he's got 5 rides today and 6 or 7 tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
well,
the 4 races for the international, so he's really pumped for that.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll keep an eye on those results over the weekend. Good on you, Glenn. Good luck today.
Thank you very much, Chad.
Thanks, mate. Glenn Schofield joining us there. Black on Gold and Dagny. We expected them to come out of the Premier's Cup. They ran on, Thursday at Hawkesbury, so they've come out. After this break, they should be at Intrim. We'll bring you the whole lot for Rose Hill. It is Singapore Airlines San Domenico Day. It's a huge day out there, Australia's biggest charity race day, ASX Thomson Reuters Charity Foundation Day, a massive luncheon, and we wish all the very best to those heading out for that luncheon today. A break, and then we'll catch up with the likes of David Payne and Chris Waller.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Solid Achievers coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front, and Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000 and are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabernick, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value.
Punters, footy fans, sports nuts. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who from the worlds of racing, NRL and AFL at the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Race Day Lunch.
Hosted by Loz and TK with your MC Dave Stanley, you'll enjoy a sumptuous lunch, beverage package and entertainment from racing and sporting celebrities.
It all happens Wednesday, September 26th in the lead up to the Grand Finals and Epsom Day at the Grand Pavilion Rose Hill Racecourse.
Tickets $165 for members and $175
$5 for non-members. Available now from australianturfclub.com.au.
And they're off at racing.
Next Saturday, say goodbye to winter and celebrate the start of spring racing at Hawkesbury Spring Saturday Race Day. Get amongst the festivities at the Shandon and Oatley pop-up bars. DJ on the lawn, craft mini beer garden and on-course entertainment for the whole family. Great prizes to be won on course. So catch the train to the front gate and hop off at Clarendon, or parking is free. Book online and save at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au or follow us on Facebook. Celebrate Spring Saturday at Hawkesbury Race Club next Saturday.
Dynamic Syndications and Tullock Lodge offer the ultimate filly by champion sire Savabeel. From Frankly, winner of four, our filly second dam is a half to O'Reilly, champion racehorse and sire. Her third dam is slipper winning champion two-year-old Corsa. Her fourth dam is champion two-year-old filly Hunza. Bred on the cross of nine stakes winners, including our own Group 2 winner, Savapinski. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. The best way to start right through the spring is Saturday morning from 6:30. We've now got the interim scratchings through for Rose Hill. It's a soft 5, penetrometer 5.16. There's been no rain at Rose Hill since around this time yesterday morning. The rail at 6, we're just going to have to monitor the forecast. They're saying showers through the day, bit hit and miss. We'll just have to keep an eye on that as we go through them. The interim scratchings, race 1, number 12, Madame Markovic, race 1, number 12. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 2, Tim's Principal, 9, Northern River, 11, Missed Out, 15, It's Business Time, and 16, Automonious. 2, 9, 11, 15, and 16 out of the third race. Race 4, number 12, Gananza, number 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 7, Maid of Heaven, 12, Home Win, and 14, Graceful Glamour, 7, 12, and 14. Race 7, the Premier's Cup. The scratchings are 10, Black on Gold, 11, Cordero, and 15, Dagny. 10, 11, and 15. Race 8, number 1, Got Unders, and 4, Mary Orr, 1 and 4. And race 9, number 12, Keep Up, is the lone scratching. Race 9, number 12. Two jockeys there that you'll need. Race 3, number 17, Our Rose Marie, Brock Ryan. And race 9, number 11, Prometheus, Winona Costin. So that brings you the updated information for Rose Hill. Now, David Payne, I'll come to you first. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. Ron Duffers is with us, and we've been having... Well, Ron,
hey, Dave.
Ron started it because he... We've got photos up on the TV, Dave, of you know, of himself, and at the moment it's on. There's a good photo, and Ron's comment was, I'm not a bad-looking bloke.
oh, so if I was a girl, he'd be in the scrum for sure.
Oh, hey, exactly.
In the scrum. So... We've gone looking back for photos of Duff, and we've found a black and white one, Duff.
I'm sure you have.
Now there it is on screen. It was Duff as a jockey. Can you see it, Ron?
Yes, I can.
So yeah, when,
not a bad looker.
Yeah, yes. Things change.
how young are you there, Duff?
I'd be about 20. No, I'd be about 20, I reckon.
Okay, it's for radio audience. It's a photo of Duff of at that age with a skull cap on and a rather cheeky grin, I'd say, David.
Yeah, he looks a naughty bugger.
Geez, you could get a dollar in those days.
anyway, we found some other photos, Duff, but
we're
accepting payment for not putting him to air. But he's pretty happy with himself. Anyway, let's get the serious. Can you try and win it today, Dave?
No, look, they both will be competitive, Ron. If they put the rail out, which is not going to suit both of them because they back markers.
Yeah.
You know, the rail's quite out. But, look, they both are nice. So we expect them both to be very competitive.
All too soon. Well, she was good first up. She was just warming up there when it was all over. So I just thought with that run under her belt and a little bit more jar out of the track today, that it'd shape up quite nicely for her.
Yeah, and Ron, as you know, I didn't trial her, so there's would be a lot of improvement in her, so I would think she would have come on a few lengths.
Okay. What are you eyeing off for her? What's her main mission?
I just want to get some black tarp for the owner, you know.
Yep.
So we might have to look at Melbourne. It's around about the 2,000 metre, 1,800 metre mark.
Okay.
So, you know, we've just got to get a bit of black tarp.
And Toulouse, obviously, he's off two wins, and he's obviously suited with that wet as well. But obviously, he's got bigger targets later on as well.
Yeah, look, I'm looking, you know, same path as Asar, hopefully, you know, all going well. So that'll be the Gloaming and the Spring Champion and hopefully the Derby. But he's got to step up, and we'll, you know, we'll start today.
All right, beauty. Well, let's hope they run well for you today.
Thanks, Ron.
And how did Ace High, how's he come through that first up run, Dave?
Yeah, no, look, he perplexed me a bit because I thought I knew he couldn't win, but I'd like him to have been a couple of lengths closer. But saying that, I took the blood on him, and he's 100%, so we'll just keep going.
Yep. Okay, well, do we see him next week or the week after?
Yeah, Chelmsford, you'll see him, Kingston Town, Hill Stakes. Yep, we're on the same mission.
Yep, understand. All right, Dave, good luck with the couple today.
Thanks, and do me a favour, leave poor Ron alone. I don't know why he's going there.
Exactly. Good on you, Dave.
He started, actually, the photo of David Payne that we had on screen, if we can put it back up. David, you're not a bad-looking bloke either. Like, if you're going to say Duff's not a bad-looking bloke, David, you look all right for your age, Dave.
I'm a youngster, right?
He's the same age as me.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
Okay, keep up, boys. Cheers.
See ya. David Payne there. I'd hate to bring up some young photos of me. Please don't go looking at
them. Don't worry, I'm working on it.
Yeah, no.
We'll start with that one of the sales, that big hat.
Yeah, no, there'll be photos popping up in our Rob director, TV director. Just watch out, Rob. Just watch out. If a photo pops up of me, you're in all sorts.
Yeah, you're on more money.
Yeah. Hey, what else did we want to bring up? We've mentioned, Ron, what about 128 today in this trial?
I'm pretty confident he's going to jump, to tell you the truth, Andrew. I think, you know, the stable's confident. I don't think it's off one jump out that I'm sure it's not off one jump out that they're bringing in here. So he showed a bit of consistency in three or four jump outs. So they may have found the key to him to switch him back on and say, OK, you've got to jump. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in action and hopefully in at his best.
And in that trial, a number of horses as well from the Chris Wallace stable. And Chris joins us. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie.
G'day, Chris.
Chris, a lot of interest, obviously, in Chautauqua. But for you and the stable, there's so many potential spring horses going in this trial as well today.
Yeah, we've got some nice ones there. Some nice colts and fillies and mares. So, yeah, it's a good stepping stone for them to heading towards some big races. Obviously some key three-year-old colts that we're going to be trying to split up at some stage, but at this stage heading towards a run for those three of them. Mm.
Very disappointed Tom Melbourne's not in that trial. Or put two together. He could have put two together.
Yes, could have made an up for himself, couldn't he? Could have got on the news tonight.
Exactly.
In Chautauqua's trial.
Now, hang on. Just on that front, we've been talking about Twitter a little bit this morning, Chris, with photos and things of young boys and that, but of Ron Duffesy. Young lads of Ron Duffesy. Are you starting to tweet? Is this you on the Waller page? Be cheeky about Tom Melbourne.
We're now officially twits, just like you. just sort of one a day we're trying to get up and we can see the use of it. And I'll tell you what has brought to our attention is Winx.
Hmm.
We put up a video of her.
Goes ballistic.
Last Saturday morning we put one up of Ormich and her with the Daily Telegraph doing the form. Mm-hmm. And got to something like 150,000 views. Like that's the
massive.
That's the power of Winx. And so we've seen the side of that. And, just a bit of light-hearted stuff along the way also.
Yeah, for sure.
Runners today, Bella Success in the first. She drops a little in class today.
Yeah, it's her day today. No excuses. She's looked so unlucky in many of the runs today. She's got a good draw, right distance, track, etc. So no excuses for her.
This Palmatier is an interesting mare. She really won with a touch of authority at Sandown there, and there's been a couple of winners out of that race.
Yeah, she's threaten to show some ability and finally do that in that start. So today looks a nice race for her as well. She arrived back Thursday morning and settled in well. So good draw again. And yeah, definitely a top three chance.
And changing the subject, have you had a chance to look at this track this morning?
Saw a horse work on it earlier. She got over it pretty good. I think it's a lot better than it's been. The grass is starting to come through, and they've done a great job because it's been a really tough winter, as everybody's aware. I think it's a genuine soft.
Yep.
Although it's only a five, I think, yeah, they'll get into it a bit, but shouldn't worry too many horses, I wouldn't think, and it looks pretty even from inside to out to my eye.
Race two, Trafalgar, his form's a little bit hot and cold.
Yeah, exactly that. He's at least got a good draw, senior rider aboard, not that Sam's ridden him poorly, but might just be ready for a bit of a wake-up. So James going aboard, I think, is a big plus in a pretty moderate race.
Domestic Raj improve. I see he backed up the other day and he had a trip back down to Sydney. Can we use that as an excuse for him or no?
Just they went so slow in that staying race might have been a negative. Awkward draw, but as I said, it's a pretty weak race, so needs to improve, but it's that type of race. There's a lot of chances.
Performer, happy with his progress since the autumn?
Very happy. He's a hard horse to get a line on because he's quite laid back. I think he's a genuine horse. And we've got to obviously forget the day that he ducked out and dislodged Huey. And then we've got to forget the golden slipper injury close to the outside barrier and just never got a chance. So he's trialled well. We've had to make him sort of finish the trials off. But as I said, that's just his nature. He's just a laid back horse. And I think he's genuine. So tricky thing today is the gate, and I think he will get back into the second half of the field and making up ground over 1,100 on a soft track, I think, is going to be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So from a winning perspective, I can see a few negatives there, but from a horse-to-follow perspective, that's what I want to see. And if luck comes his way, then sure, he's a winning chance. So tricky little race. He's going to be in an awkward spot. And he's one to follow.
Dealmaker in race six. He's an interesting horse. He looks a nice stayer in the making.
Yeah, he doesn't have brilliance over the shorter trips, but you can see he really sustains a good gallop when he did when it's made in particular. So the 1,400 from awkward gate getting back is going to be hard to see him win. But again, I just think he's a nice horse going towards the gloaming and hopefully a spring champion.
Race 7, Leopari, been a little bit disappointing since winning here 3 back.
Yeah, I think he just needs a forgiving track, which he'll get today, so there's a big plus there. Huey rode him last start, I think, and he got off and said the horse is going terrific. He just needs conditions to suit and the race run to suit. So at least a better draw, he'll hopefully settle midfield, but only negative figures and risk at the 1,900.
And I am serious. Terrific first up. She looks in good shape. 1,400 to 1,900, making everyone hesitate here. But I did hear you comment before a first up run, we've got a race ready for a second up 1,900. So it's not an afterthought.
No. Right from when she went out for a short break, and we just worked out before, she was out of the stable for 8 days. So she had 8 days off and was back in trial before that 1,400-metre race. And you've got to remember, she's running on those heavy mile tracks as well and racing so well. So, yep, this has always been the plan today. And that's the reason for the 1,400 to the 1,900. And had that race been a mile 2 weeks ago, she would have run it, but there wasn't. Mm. So that was the best race we could find. And, yeah, I think she's a great chance. A little bit awkward from the barrier. And obviously we're all sort of wondering how good Avilius is. So I think she's a top two chance.
Yeah, definitely. He's very strong in this last race. High mist. He obviously is looking for a drop of rain and probably gets one by this stage.
Yeah. He's got two different form on the good tracks is no good at all, but the wet tracks is superior. So, yeah, the weather, if we get a bit of rain through the day, it's going to enhance his chances and he's not going too bad.
Eagle Boy is one that interests me. I thought he was terrific running right through the line there first up. Better draw, extra 100 metres, drop of rain. He capable of an upset?
Yeah, exactly. You've labelled everything that I can see, in particular the draw, so he won't get so far back. And first up run was terrific. He's probably looking for a bit further, but I certainly haven't overworked him, so he should have a bit of speed left in him.
Obviously, the key to Perrette is getting him to settle. Yeah, he did that last time, but today's 1500 looks a question mark on the speed in this race, but I suppose it all comes down to how he relaxes.
Yeah, I had a good chat to Shuey yesterday about him, and they basically worked out. They went pretty slow last start, and he did settle well. So I was 1350 to 1500. I think the tempo will be the same. So it's just a matter of that first 400-500 metres just to get him to relax. And obviously he's going to be spotting the lead as a big start, but he just got there so quickly last start, and his confidence is at a career high. And it looks like he's a really progressive horse. So, as you said, just needs to settle, but if he does that, he's right, he'll win.
Opposition, Stayer resuming here, but you wintered him in Queensland with a couple of trials?
Yeah, and everything's gone to plan up there. He's a nice horse. He's a lovely, big, strong, staying horse. He'll just sort of be in an awkward spot from gate 8, but I think a bit of room will suit him. So, yeah, just like to see him sort of finishing off strongly over the concluding stages and one to follow as you get through to the second tier staying races later in the carnival.
A couple in Melbourne, the Avenger, are you confident he'll run the mile out in race two?
He'll struggle to run the mile, and therefore we're on quieter today and around Melbourne from the wide gates going to make it hard, but apart from that, the horse as well.
And Al Malambo and Overstep in race five.
Yeah, Al Malambo, she's drawn wide. But going well. Overstep, she was around last Saturday, probably the pick of the two.
Okay, and just obviously you did work Winx this morning?
Yeah, she had a very quiet gallop. She ran over 1,000 metres, the last 400 in about 26 seconds, so just very well held, and she's just come through the race unbelievably well. She has 544 kilos. Going into Saturday's race, she's 542 coming out of it. So
incredible.
Kilos, and probably looks better for it. And just to give the listeners a bit of an idea, horses would normally drop 5 to 10 kilos and then put most of that weight back on over the next 2 weeks. But she just does it so easy. It doesn't really affect her weight, and she bounces through it. And hence the reason why she runs so well for the whole prep.
Incredible.
It is.
All right, well, we'll watch her in a couple of weeks, but good luck today with all the team, Chris. Thanks for your time, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Good on you. Chris Waller going through them all for his team. What have we got for breakfast, Ron?
Before you do the scratchings, Andrew.
Hang on a sec. Hang on. I can sense a fix-up coming.
Can my staff in there just get my photos
yes.
up?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
there I am.
I should have put a warning up before.
I'm 30K lighter there. That was even before I met the wife. That's going back. 3DB in Melbourne.
Oh. That's have a look at you.
I was 20, just over 21.
Wow. You've lost weight.
The more I look at it,
you're a good
looking bloke.
Yeah,
I'm not a bad looking bloke. Anyway.
See you, Andrew.
Thank you, Duff. I knew something would be coming. We've had a funny morning, but we brought you the entertainment. All right, time to look at the scratchings. Duff's off for breakfast. He still didn't tell us what he was having, but that doesn't matter. Righto, let's get stuck into the scratchings. We start, obviously, here at Rose Hill for a big charity day. It's a soft 5, Penno 5.16, and the rail at 6. My phones are beeping now. These are the scratchings. Race 1, number 12, Madam Markovich. Race 1, number 12. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 2, Tim's Principal. 9, Northern River. 11, Missed Out. 15, It's Business Time, and 16, Automonious. That's 2, 9, 11, 15, and 16 out of the third. Race 4, number 12, Gananza, number 12. Race 5, clear. Race 6, number 7, Maid of Heaven, 12, Home Win, and 14, Graceful Glamour. 7, 12, and 14. Race 7, 10, Black on Gold, 11, Cadiro, 15, Dagny, and 17, Domed. 10, 11, 15, and 17. Race 8, number 1, Got Unders, and 4, Mary Orr, 1 and 4. And race 9, 12, Keep Up, number 12. The two riders, race 3, number 17, Our Rose Marie, Brock Ryan. And race 9, number 11, Prometheus, Winona Costin. To Newcastle, overcast and a good 3, the rail at 8 metres today at Broadmeadow. Races 1, 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 5, Lettre d'Amour, number 5. Race 5, 1 Destiny's Choice, 16 Akeed and 10 at Last Girl Standing, 1, 6 and 10. Race 6, number 2, Oxford Gem, 7 Palais de Louvre, 8 Rock and the Emergency, 16 and 17. 2, 7, 8, 16 and 17. Race 7, number 1, Master Rati and the Scratchings, the Emergencies, 13, 15, 16 and 17. And race 8 at Newcastle, 1, Netherlands, 5, Dream Fire, 9, Rivalry, and the Emergencies, 14, 18 and 19. 1, 5, 9, 14, 18 and 19 out of race 8 at Newcastle. For Kempsey, this is the transfer meeting from Port Macquarie. It's overcast and a good 3. The rail is true. Race 1, take out number 1. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 8. Race 5 is clear. And race 6, take out 7, 14 and 15. A good 3 for racing today at Kempsey. Moonee Valley in Melbourne for Carline Stakes Day, fine and 16 degrees. Track a good 4, Penno 4.72, and the rail at 4 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, Curra, 2, Mortar Platoon, and 10, Data Point, 1, 2, and 10. The 3rd, number 6, Illuminaire, and 11, Grand Wish, 6 and 11. The 4th race, number 4, Valak, $13 dollar bill, and the Emergencies, 15, 16 and 17. Race 5 at Moonee Valley, 10 Istria, and the Emergencies, 15, 16 and 17. The 6th, number 3, Morton's Fork, and 15, Lord Durante, 3 and 15. Race 7, 7, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, 8, First Class Dreamer, and 10, T-Train, 7, 8 and 10. Race 8, number 2, Dothraki, and 10, Invincible L, 2 and 10. And race 9, 2, Shamore Road, 11, Jackano Bay, and the Emergencies, 16 and 17. 2, 11, 16 and 17. That's the information for Moonee Valley today. Now we go to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. Fine at this stage, the threat of some showers through the day, but at the moment it's a good 4, the Penno 6.16. Race 1, take out 3, Stellacraft, 4, Brave Dazzler, 5, Trucolette, 10, El Riccio, 11, Hide the Moon, 12, I'm a Farm Boy, and 14, High Fiver. 3, 4, 5, 10, 11, 12, and 14. Race 2, number 2, Mr. Bellagio, 6, Arrestar, 11, Jardin Rouge, and 14, Navy. 2, 6, 11, and 14, Navy running in another race. Race 3, number 5, My Wife Said No, 6, Phantom Shadow, 9, Liability, and 12, Collini, 5, 6, 9, and 12. The 4th, number 4, Brilliant Jet is out, number 4. Race 5, number 10, Girl in a Million, number 10. Race 6, number 5, Fortinsky, number 5. Race 7, 4, Apollo Boom, and 6, Publishing Power, 4 and 6. Race 8 at the Sunny Coast, number 8, Maracabar, and 13, Red Colour, 8 and 13. And race 9, take out 4, Landmarks, 13, Scrabble, and then the Emergencies, 17, 18, 20, 22, 23, and 24. So that's the Sunshine Coast today. And finally, in South Australia, we're at Morfordville. A fine day coming up there. The track is a soft 5, and the Peno 5.17. They haven't quite gone interim. Race 1, number 7, Waikato Express, number 7. Race 2, number 2, Colliver, number 2. The third, number 5, Shopiro, number 5. Race 4, 5, He Is Golden, 7, Golden Luster, and 11, Patient, 5, 7, and 11. Race 5, Morfordville, 4, Dollar Dollar Bill, 5, Agass, and 10, Reset Me, I'm Wild, 4, 5, and 10. Race 6, number 2, Free Hearted, number 2. Race 7, 2, Raw Impulse, and 13, Tantat Trusting, 2 and 13. And Race 8, 5, Last Witness, 12, Double Pockets, and 13, Cool Maverick, 5, 12, and 13. Soft 5 for Adelaide. For our radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that meeting at 11 this morning. Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us for American Racing and New Zealand Racing later in the morning. Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio back in 2.